Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter on the command to safeguard the Faraz Salah and the severest prohibition and warning against abandoning them. So this chapter is concerning the importance of the Faraiz, those Salah that are Faraz, importance of looking after them, and the severe warnings that are found in the hadith with regards to abandoning the Faraz Salah. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته فإن صلحت فقد أفلح وأنجح وإن فسدت فقد خاب وخسر فإن انتقص من فريضته شيء قال الرب انظروا هل لعبد من تطوع فيكمل منها من تقص من الفريضة ثم تكون سائر أعماله على هذا رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the first thing that a person will be called to account for on the day of Qiyamah is his Salah. If it is in order, he will be successful and triumphant. So the first thing that will be taken to account on the day of Qiyamah is a person's Salah. If a person's Salah is in order, he will be successful and he will be triumphant. If it is not in order, he will be unsuccessful and a failure. If there is any deficiency in his obligatory prayers, in other words, if there is any weakness, any deficiency that is found in the Faraz Salah, Allah Ta'ala will say, look, see if my servant has any Nafil Salah, any optional actions, so that they may complete the deficiency in the obligatory prayers. The remainder of his deeds will be assessed in the same way. Ulama explain that the first thing to be accounted for on the day of Qiyamah will be Salah. In another hadith it comes that the first thing a person will be taken to task for on the day of Qiyamah will be any unjust killing. A person killed another person unjustly. There was no self-defense. It wasn't for any valid reason. According to Sharia, he killed someone. This will be the first thing that the person will be taken to task for on the day of Qiyamah. And this hadith is saying that the first thing to be questioned will be Salah. So ulama explained that there is no contradiction between the two ahadith. That the hadith that is speaking about unjust killing, a person was murdered unjustly, he was killed unjustly, that is speaking as far as the rights of people are concerned, the first thing to be taken to account, the person to be taken to task for, will be, as far as the rights of people are concerned, is unjust murder. And as far as the rights of Allah Ta'ala is concerned, the first thing to be taken to account for will be Salah, showing us how important this Salah is. Next thing that ulama explain is that Allah Ta'ala will say that look and see in his Nafil Salah if there is anything that is there that will make up for the Faraz Salah. So what it means that Faraz Salah was there. It wasn't that the person wasn't reading, was missing out. He was reading his Faraz Salah, but that Nafil Salah now that he does would be a means, like a polyfiller. It will be a means to make up for that Faraz Salah. If that Faraz Salah was not there at all, there'll be nothing to make up for. To understand very easily is a person has got a wall. So long as he's got a wall, he can restore that wall, he can repair that wall, he can do it up. For example, use some polyfiller, he can use some paint, and he can make up that wall, he can make it look nice. So Faraz Salat is like that wall. So long as that wall is there, Allah Ta'ala will look at the Nafil Salah, and that Nafil Salah now will restore the weaknesses in that Faraz Salah. But if there is no wall there at all, a person can have all the polyfiller in the world, he can have all the paint in the world. What is he going to do? What is he going to paint if there is no wall there to fix up? So therefore that Faraz Salah has to be there. And then we increase in our nawafil, etc. So this acts as a fixer, acts as a restoration model or a restoration material to fix up that Faraz Salah that is weak, that has weaknesses. Which one of us can say we don't have any weaknesses? Therefore, the more nawafil we read, the more Nafil Salah we read, the more repairing material we have to repair the weaknesses in our Faraz Salah. And it goes on like that according to the hadith, is that whatever deficiencies are there, it will be made up and assessed in the same way. Whatever nawafil optional the person has done will help and correct the weaknesses in his faraid. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we can see, that faraid salat is something that is very, very important. And nawafil Allah Ta'ala has made it such that it acts as a compensation. So a person should never feel that, why should I do extra? What is the need for me to do extra? I read my faraid salah, now why must I read my extra salah? What benefit is there? So much of benefit. This in itself is a very, very great benefit. Apart from the reward Allah Ta'ala will give a person just for reading the nafil salah, this is an additional benefit. Allah Ta'ala will look at this on the day of Qiyamah and it will sort out the weaknesses and the errors that the person did in his faraid. Otherwise we are so weak, we are deserving to be taken to task for the weaknesses in our salah. But this is the kindness, the love, that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is my banda. Let's see how I can make his salah nice, how I can do it up, I can restore all his defects. This is just an excuse from the side of Allah ta'ala to express and manifest his kindness and his graciousness upon us. It's only our foolishness if we don't have any salah there to present. So therefore we make niyat to Allah ta'ala and we present our salah. He makes some type of istighfar after faraid salat. One of the reasons he does it is that, oh Allah, whatever weaknesses in my salah, whatever wrong I have done in the salah, I haven't done so many things correctly. My qiraat wasn't right, my postures was not right, my mind was all over in all my shops and all my other worldly activities, my mind was, whatever weaknesses I've got, oh Allah, forgive it. So that's one of the reasons why the istighfar is made after the faraid salat. So here also we find that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala is looking for an excuse to make up for whatever weaknesses we have in our faraid salat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.